91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy at noon. I'm Taylor Rankema. A stolen vehicle was recovered around 3 a.m. this morning. The 1998 Dodge pickup truck was stolen after a break and enter at a Pine Street home yesterday where the keys were taken. The truck was found undamaged with the keys inside and was towed to Belleville Police Service. The investigation is ongoing. And a tractor was reported stolen from the Elmwood Drive area last night around 6 o'clock. The blue Ford was reportedly left in the area Monday, and owners noticed it was missing yesterday afternoon. It's described as having a newer right front tire and cream-colored rims with a bucket-style front-end loader. Anyone with information is asked to call Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. A 25-year-old Belleville man has been arrested and charged with making a false statement, three counts of driving under suspension, a breach of probation order, operating a vehicle without insurance, and failing to apply for a permit. He was held for bail and will appear in court today in Belleville. And for Quinte West OPP, distracted driving has been one of the top four proactive traffic initiatives with the OPP for the past 4 years. They say taking your eyes off the road for just a second can prove fatal for you and someone around you. So far this year, Quinte West officers have stopped 115 vehicles and charged those drivers for driving while texting or talking on a cell phone. The OPP wants everyone to leave the multitasking at home or at the office. They say it does not belong in your vehicle. And the tsunami watch for much of the Indian Ocean has been lifted hours after two powerful earthquakes hit off Indonesia's western coast. Today's 8.6 and 8.2 magnitude earthquakes triggered panic as residents in coastal cities fled to high ground in cars and on the backs of motorcycles. Reporter Robin McDowell says there was great fear among the people who lived through the 2004 earthquake-triggered tsunami, which killed over 200,000 people.
This is right off of the fault line that has spawned some of the biggest earthquakes in history.
A tsunami watch is still in effect for Indonesia, India, the Maldives, Sri Lanka, and the island territory of Diego Garcia. The Tory Stafford trial is scheduled to resume today after an extra-long break due to the illness of the defense lawyer. Superior Court Judge Thomas Heaney postponed the resumption of the trial yesterday because Michael Rafferty's lawyer had the flu. Forensic experts are expected to testify today about DNA and other testing done on several items seized from Rafferty's car. He's pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, kidnapping, and sexual assault in Tory's 2009 death. And authorities are inspecting a Korean Airlines jet that was diverted to Vancouver Island last night. This came after a bomb threat forced the Vancouver to Seoul plane to turn back.
The flight had just left Vancouver and was headed to Seoul when someone called in a bomb threat to the airline's call center in Los Angeles. Two U.S. fighter jets were scrambled from a base in Oregon and escorted the plane to CFB Comox. RCMP Inspector Brian Massey says the passengers and crew were later escorted off the base.
Passengers and crew have all been taken to hotels within the Courtney Comox area.
Massey says authorities are still inspecting the plane and the luggage, and Korean Airlines is working on a contingency plan to bring in a second aircraft to fly the passengers to their destinations. Alan Black, The Canadian Press.
Ontario's cash-strapped government is dismissing the NDP's list of demands to support its budget as a spending spree. NDP leader Andrea Horvath has now unveiled her final demands, and they include a $250 million job creation tax credit. Premier Dalton McGuinty says he'd have preferred to see some new ideas about how to save the money. He also lashed out at the Conservatives for vowing to vote against the budget and risk triggering another election. And activists are reporting fresh violence in different parts of Syria less than 24 hours before a UN-brokered ceasefire is to go into effect. Reporter Tom Rivers has more.
Special envoy Kofi Annan hopes the truce can still be salvaged at this very late stage. But regime forces have not complied by pulling out of towns. In fact, several neighborhoods in the central city of Homs have been shelled again. And troops have taken control of villages near the Turkish border, where the homes of some activists have reportedly been set alight.
International envoy Kofi Annan is appealing to Syria's key ally Iran to support his plan to end the violence rocking the country, saying that any further militarization of the conflict would be disastrous. The ceasefire is scheduled to go into effect tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Businesses in downtown Vancouver say they remain optimistic there won't be a repeat of last year's Stanley Cup riot. The playoffs open tonight with the Canucks playing host to the Los Angeles Kings. Winnie Powell of London Drugs says the company's Granville Street location was hit with hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage in the violence last year. He says members of the public and the business community must encourage appropriate behavior. And scientists say the Titanic has added critical insights into the workings of the ocean. Microbiologist Roy Cullimore has been to the wreck 3 times. He says the Titanic has shone a light on a rarely studied part of the deep ocean.
The Titanic has had the focus that it's brought science into that deep ocean environment, which is incidentally very, very expensive to go to. And the bottom line is that she's slowly degrading, and what we're looking at really is nature's natural pattern of recycling everything. She does it beautifully.
Canadian scientists discovered that a microbe is slowly eating away at the Titanic and could leave little left of the fabled ship in a decade or so. That's 91X News to 1206. John Bolger has sports after this.
At State Farm, we believe great insurance comes from the simplest ideas. Like, you call, we answer. It works like this. Say your house is broken into. First, you call your State Farm agent. Then, they pick up. Next, you try to recover from the fact that an actual human being answered. And finally, your agent takes care of things so you don't have to. Yes, it's that simple. After all, isn't a stranger using your house as their personal shopping mall bad enough?
In Belleville, call State Farm Insurance Agent John Harvey at 962-2315.
Good afternoon, I'm John Boldrick with 91X Sports. Fresh off their 7-3 win last night, the Toronto Blue Jays are back at it again this afternoon. They wrap up their 3-game set with the Boston Red Sox today at the Rogers Center. Ricky Romero takes the mound for the Jays as Boston counters with lefty ace John Lester. Designated hitter Edwin Encarnacion is the current holder of a 5-game hitting streak and will look to build on last night's performance, one in which he went 2-for-3 with a home run. Game time is 12:37. The Edmonton Oilers didn't need to be the league's worst team this time around to secure the top draft pick. Edmonton leapfrogged Columbus in the NHL entry draft lottery to win the first overall pick. It's the third straight year the Oilers have held the top pick after taking Taylor Hall and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins in 2010 and 2011 respectively. Montreal will pick third, the New York Islanders get the fourth pick, and Toronto will select fifth. If the Oilers end up keeping the pick, they will be just the second franchise to make it 3 straight first number one overall selections. Canada clobbered Russia 14-1 at the Women's World Hockey Championships in Vermont. With the win, they secure a berth in Friday's semifinals. Russia is hosting the next Winter Olympics. Canadian captain Haley Wickenheiser says it's too bad the country hasn't helped their women's team be more competitive.
I just feel for those players because I think that the Russian Federation doesn't care enough about women's hockey to do what needs to be done.
Canada will play either Finland or Sweden next. The BC Lions are bringing back their star quarterback. The Lions have signed Travis Lule to a contract extension after he led the team to a Grey Cup championship last November. Lule and the Lions finished 11-7 after an ugly 1-6 start to the season. Lule went on to be named the league's most outstanding player as well as Grey Cup MVP. He led the CFL with 32 touchdown passes and was second in yards passed. Two bouts are now official for the upcoming UFC 149 in Calgary. In a matchup of welterweights trying to right their ship, Thiago Alves will take on Yoshihiro Akiyama. While in featherweight action, Antonio Carvalho matches up with former Ultimate Fighter competitor George Roop. Officials from UFC Canada have confirmed the fights. UFC 149 takes place on July 21st. Friends and family of Sarah Burke gathered in Whistler Village, British Columbia last night for a memorial for the free skiing pioneer. The 29-year-old Burke died in January following a bad fall while training in Utah. Sarah's husband, Roy Bushfield, was among those who spoke at the memorial.
It's hard for me to put into words how much you mean to me and how much you've done for me. It's so much. I'm so lucky to have spent the time that I have with you.
Burke was celebrated as one of the most influential athletes in the winter sport. She was instrumental in helping to get her sport into the Olympics for 2014. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Taylor Renkema with 91x weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, clearing later this afternoon and a high of plus 10. For tonight, a few clouds and a low of plus 2. For Thursday, sunny with a high of 14. And for Friday, sunny with a low of minus 1. At 12:10, it's 8 degrees, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Taylor Rankema with John Boldrick. News is next at 1.